The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning and welcome to our meditation and our time together here. And I appreciate very much your attendance, your involvement, your practice, your interest. And I hope that what we do here today spreads benefit widely out into the world. Meditation is a little bit like going for a long, long walk, maybe up a mountain, where the continuity of each step is what will get us to the destination. That we focus on one step and then the next and then the next, especially that if the meditation, if the walking is difficult. Or I used to row rowboats when I was small, and rowing across the North Sea, sometimes in Norway, you know, one paddle at a time, rowing and rowing. So the same way with meditation, to have something like the breath as the focus of attention, and to engage just one breath, one inhale, one exhale, one after the other. Or if you don't use the breathing, some people will support that continuity of one step at a time with mental noting, very gentle, soft, relaxed note of what you're noticing, hearing, seeing, touching, sensations, warmth, coolness, whatever it might be. And this speaks to the idea of continuity in practice, that the simple step-by-step continuity, and a continuity which is not, we don't allow ourselves to be interrupted by our criticisms, our disappointments, our discouragements, our expectations, our fantasies about what should or could be, but just kind of, whatever is going on, just kind of keep the next step going, keep the next step going. And it's a little bit like letting a lot of thoughts and a lot of different things just fall away, fall away. Don't pick things up. Don't get involved in a lot of thinking and thoughts and just kind of simple, gentle continuity. Sometimes that's known as, in difficult times, is known as perseverance, a gentle perseverance in practice. And this is taking refuge in the simplicity of this breath, this inhale, this exhale, this beginning of an inhale, this ending of an inhale. This is what kind of carries, builds momentum and carries the day and teaches us so much about letting go, staying open, staying present, that it can be very healing to enter into this very simple world of just now, just now, just now. So to take a meditation posture, for those of you who've been doing this for a while, hopefully you have a posture which is your posture. And settling in, perhaps closing your eyes. And perhaps taking a few long, gentle breaths. Feeling your rib cage expand. Back rib cage, front rib cage, as you breathe in deeply. And relaxing as you exhale. You don't have to vocalize anything, but exhale maybe with a feeling or the idea that it's like a big ah, kind of a settling in, relaxing, coming home. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And to scan through your body to see where in your body you can relax. Maybe starting at the top, maybe on your forehead and eyes. Maybe you can soften around the mouth, the jaws. And relaxing the shoulders as you exhale. Perhaps giving in to the pull of gravity. And then softening in the belly. Soft, gentle, relaxed belly. And perhaps someplace where in the belly or somewhere else in your body that relaxes and is soft. That softness, relaxation, can be the reference for perseverance, for continuity of practice, for the moment to moment being present for the experience, so that the way that continuity is cultivated is both dedicated, it's a real dedication, but also a relaxation, an ease. A gentle perseverance. And then letting your breathing be normal. And establish yourself on the body's experience of breathing. And continuity is not measured by how long you can be present with the breathing. It's measured by how you start fresh with each inhale and each exhale, as if each inhale is itself the complete practice. Each exhale is itself the complete practice. There's nothing needs to be thought about beyond this inhale, this exhale. When the mind wanders off in thought, don't be troubled by that, but also don't give in to it. Come back to the next step. Take the next step with the next inhale, the next exhale, the next moment. In a sense, letting your thoughts just wash right back, right, your thought, thinking, washing right by. Maybe like rowing a boat, just letting the water pass by as you take your next step, your next paddle. One breath. Letting each inhale be the whole inhale. Just this. entering into the simplicity of this moment and this moment, as if it's the only moment, the complete moment, and where continuity is really a matter of the moments, these full moments flowing together. This inhale, this exhale, with no concern with before and after, just the fullness, the immediacy of this moment, relaxed, open, receptive, dedicated. Perhaps relaxing the thinking muscle, relaxing the pressure and tension to think, so there's a kind of a calmness to just breathing, just this inhale and exhale. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, may we remember today to have patience, the kind of patience where we don't give in to anger and annoyance. We don't give in to discouragement and despair. And instead, the kind of patience that allows us to stay close to compassion, stay close to friendliness and care for others and for ourselves. Let us remember to be patient with all things that are difficult, because we remember that there are more important things to do. There is compassion. There is liberation. There is our capacity and possibility of moving towards and into greater freedom and care for the world. This life of ours is so important, and we have so much to offer, that it's well worth being patient so that the best in us can be shared with the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be free. And in may we, at least in small ways, contribute to this possibility for others. Maybe for the people that we have encounters with today. May it be that we are friendly and supportive and safe for those that we meet.